And how are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. So a couple just real quick thoughts. you guys are heading to Toad's Place, New Haven, tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Now, have you ever played?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever played Toad's Place before?
I cannot remember if Rasputina has, but I know that I did when I played with a girl that was on the first cast of Real World.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, it's a pretty cool venue for you guys.
Yeah.
And then you're heading up to Northampton, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever played Pearl Street before?
Yeah, we have. Maybe last year.
Yeah, I thought so. What do you think of that place?
Well, we love Northampton.
Yeah.
We actually go there pretty often.
Yeah. There's a lot of good venues for you up that way.
Yeah.
How did things work out with Les Claypool?
Oh, that was really great. That came out of nowhere, and it was really nice of him to ask us to go along, and his audience was really open and positive, and it was a great time.
Yeah, I bet. He's a talented musician.
Yeah, he's great.
Did you guys ever share the stage and play anything?
Nope, but reminded us that there were no guitars on the tour.
That's true. Oh, yeah, no guitar. That might be a first, other than an a cappella group.
Yeah, well, we played some shows with Morphine a long time ago, and I'm remembering that that's no guitars either.
Yeah, Morphine was one of my favorite bands. I had a chance to talk to Dana recently.
Uh-huh.
And, that was a great sound.
Yeah.
Wow, that must have been a real cool show, you guys and Morphine.
Oh, it was. That was a long time ago.
And was that near the Boston area?
I think it was in New York. I think we didn't actually do a tour with them, but we would play, you know, one-offs in New York.
Have you heard their new band, spin-off there, Twine Men?
No, what's it called?
The Twine Men, TWINEMEN.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah. I mean, it's not Morphine, of course.
It's not the same thing, yeah.
No, and they didn't strive to be the same, but it's a nice project. Yeah, it's a good sound. And
I'll look for it.
Yeah, I recommend you try that. They have a female singer, Lori Sargent. It's pretty cool. So, I know you're a recent mother, or how old now is your daughter?
Oh, my daughter's 7.
Oh, geez, that's not recent.
No, it's been a while.
Yeah, so where do you go? How can you run off and maybe create? Do you have a special place that you'd like to take off to on your own?
Her dad and I are not together, and the time she spends with her dad is my working time.
That's your working time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So any place, you know, any favorite tree that you like to sit under or anything like that?
Well, I've lived in New York City for, more than 20 years, and I just moved to the country upstate. So that's a whole new world for me that is all about outdoors and nature and stuff that is very new to me.
All right. Because you were born, like, in Kansas.
I was born in Kansas. And then get into this, so I'm out of the city.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I'm a country boy too, so enjoy enjoy that. That'll really be inspiring, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm just... Rasputina has been very inspirational just in my planning of my shows, I think. I like to strategically place a couple of your songs. You know, it's kind of like I might build sets around it because it.
Oh, cool.
It is cool. I had a Women in Music feature this weekend, and I threw in Barracuda just for good measures.
Uh-huh.
Because that's so much fun.
It's like a vitamin.
It is like a vitamin. I jump around a lot. Yeah. So what are the plans for Rasputina? You guys have, you don't have any time off between now and a long time, it seems.
Well, we've just got a little bit more touring to do, and we're in the middle of making a new record, and it's almost finished, and
nice. We'll
finish that up right when we get back.
Nice.
And hopefully it will really be finished, because those kind of things might keep, you know, going on. Just a little more.
Yeah.
So we'll do that, and then we'll... regroup again, and hopefully the record will come out in the new year.
Cool. Do you have a title yet?
No, we're still batting that around.
Kicking
that out. Usually comes like a flash of inspiration at the last second.
Is that how it goes for you? Often?
Yeah, I like to work by deadline. You know, like a lot of people, like put it off, freak out, get it done.
Yeah, yep. I know that person.
That's how most of us are, I think.
I have that skin, yeah. That's for sure. What's your favorite kind of sandwich? Yeah.
If I have to think so hard, how much of a favorite can it be?
I know. So you don't eat sandwiches. Now, you know, the band you got together back in, what, 1891, it says?
Yeah, it's been a while.
You guys look pretty good for your ages. How do you keep doing it?
A lot of yoga and a lot of tea.
Yeah, and songs like Barracuda.
Yeah, yeah.
Just mix them in there. That's a good breakfast cereal, all that right there.
We can play that song all day long.
I know. You guys would make a good cereal. Put you guys on a cover of a box of cereal, Rasputina. With nuts or without, or, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So where are you guys right now? You driving down the road?
We're driving from Ithaca to Albany, so it's very beautiful, valleys and stuff.
Yeah, it's a warm one, but a beauty today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Air conditioner on?
No, it's broken in the van. We like to
sweat
ourselves in that way.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's good. That's, yeah. Yeah, good luck with that.
Keep us hard.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's what the road is all about, right? Well, I want to thank you for taking a moment. I know this was very short notice.
That's okay.
But I just want to let you know that I appreciate your music, and I'm trying to get it out there as often as possible. And, you know, thanks for what you're up to.
Oh, great. And so we'll see you in New Haven?
I hope. Oh, God, I hope so. I'm planning on it. If not, maybe Northampton.
Okay, great.
So be safe and good health.
All right. See ya.
Bye now.